Extra Emily, an Asian streamer who's a female. I gotta make that clear, because that's very important. Supposedly got into some controversy because people thought she said the N-word. I'm gonna roll the clip for y'all.
Three streamers you will never do a stream with again.
Extra Emily.
Oh. That's not true.
Emily, Extra.
Russell, that's not even true.
Sounds like she said the N-word.
She didn't say the N-word. She called her friend Nick. She said, Nick,
All right, to be fair, it sounded like she said the N-word. And also, the way she moved her eyes like she caught herself saying the N-word.
Who gives a fuck if she said the N-word, okay? Black people, y'all need to stop with that bullshit. Like, the N-word is like y'all fucking, it's like a fucking spell. It's like an incantation. The moment someone who's not black says it, y'all just lose y'all goddamn mind.
That's true.
Just chill the fuck out. Fact. It's not that serious. Even if she said it, nigga. As a matter of fact, even if white people said it, it shouldn't be a fucking problem.
Why not?
Actually, I take it back. Because if white people say it, it's like they have the last infinity stone. Mm-hmm. And they'll just be all powerful. And just, right? It's like the amount of privilege. The more privilege a race has, mm-hmm. the less likely they should, you know, get to say the N-word. Because if you give them the N-word, they'll just be able to take over the world.
So what privileges do Asians have?
I'm saying Asians don't have that many, so you could give them that last infinity stone.
Well, so what privileges do black people got?
They got a couple privileges, but they don't have all the infinity stones. Mexicans don't have all the infinity stones. So
who has all the infinity stones? Race privileges.
No one has all the infinity stones, but when you give them certain privileges from your race, they're getting closer to completing that gauntlet.
Which race is the closest to completing?
I think crackers are closer to assembling all the infinity stones.
What do they have?
That's why black people cannot give them the N-word.
What do they have?
They have almost everything.
Okay, so
white women got the Karen stone. Mm-hmm. They have the police stone.
Oh, they do got that. That's the blue
stone. They have the money stone.
That's the green stone. You right?
They have the world is my oyster stone.
Which stone is that? I don't know that one.
That's like they could go to any country and they're going to force you to speak English.
Okay. So that's right? Four. And then what's the last one?
They got the I could fuck any bitch stone.
Okay, so we have the green stone, money stone, the purple stone, which is the Karen stone, the police stone is blue, mm-hmm. the world is my oyster is the yellow stone, mm-hmm. and then what's the last stone?
The pussy, any pussy?
That's the pink stone.
That's the pink stone, but the final stone, which is the N-word.
Oh.
That's six stone.
Okay.
We can't give them that. Mexicans, they only have like two stones.
They have the N-word stone. We allow Mexicans to say it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So they have the N-word stone. Every race could say it.
No, that's not true.
I think we give it to them.
That's not true. We only let Spanish people say it.
Asians can say it.
We don't let Asians say it.
I think everybody should be able to say it.
I think, okay.
Except for the whites.
Going back to the girl. To me, it's either or that she said, it sounded like she said it. But to be fair, I don't give a fuck if she said it or not.
It doesn't matter if she says it. Y'all need to chill the fuck out.
But let's say she said it. The fact that she has black friends
makes it okay.
Because she's not saying it out of malice. She's saying it out of habit.
What happened to context?
Because she says it with her nigga friend.
What happened to intent? Mm-hmm. If a white nigga pull up, like, you see, I'm saying white nigga right now. Because you know what I mean by white nigga. I mean white dude, white mm-hmm. person, white guy, white.
The word nigga has evolved, yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if a white nigga pulls up on me and says, hey, what's up, my nigga? You think I'm going to be like, oh, what the fuck did you call me? Cracker man.
It's like being a sleeper soldier and then they activate you with the N-word.
Yeah.
Nigga, what? Murder! Because like one of the reactions to her video was that this black guy said, I'll slap this, whatever, like mm-hmm. some violent
so upset.
Cry.
So,
and I'm just like...
So an Asian girl says a word that sounds like the N-word. It just prompts you to just threaten her with violence. Like, I'm going to beat
insane.
The shit out
That's
of you.
Insane.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
First off, niggas, aren't you guys aware that people expect us to be violent?
Ooh.
So if your reaction to hearing a word is violence, you're proving them wrong. Like, look at those ignorant niggers.
Y'all been conditioned. YouTube. Y'all been conditioned.
Look at those ignorant N-words. Right?
I've just been conditioned at this point.
So I know some people are doing it for clicks and likes and, you know, reactions and views and things like that, but come on, man.
You know what?
I've made this point before. Once we all can say the N-word, nobody's going to say the N-word. Okay?
That's not true. N-word is such a powerful word. It adds seasoning to language.
It does. But once everybody has the season, nobody is going to try to
fight. Okay. Once everybody got the season, we all eating good.
Remember when Kendrick Lamar set that girl up on stage?
Oh, Kendrick was a bitch.
Had him, you know, singing like got this white girl on stage to sing his lyrics. When he knows he said the N-word in his lyrics, and he knows that bitch was probably drunk.
You see this shit? That's the thing. You see, black people. I know y'all watching this video. Some of y'all watching this video like, we got two coons on the couch. No.
Yes, two coons on the couch.
Just listen to this. At least make something out of the N-word, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's such a strong thing, if y'all feel so strongly about it, mm-hmm. right? Y'all get upset when people use it. Make it useful. Mm-hmm. Make money off of it, okay? Mm-hmm. How about charge niggas to say it?
That's true.
All right, let's. I'm gonna lend you the N-word card before.
Yes,
I was actually gonna execute on it. You should like hand it out and charge niggas for it. All right, it's like a cool pass. Right, it's like you're selling seasoning.
You're giving away the sauce. Somebody's gonna take the idea and make money off of it.
Like y'all get
sell the app on the app store saying the N-word pass, and then you just sell it for $1. Yeah, and like, then people just buy it, and then it says I have the N-word pass, and it's certified by another N-word. You.
It's like the cool scarlet letter. It'll be the N letter instead of an A.
On your phone, when you pull up the card, it's black card with a gold letter N, and it says N and big, and then a word at the bottom, N word, and then like it's like I have my N word pass.
Just so you know, it won't stop you from getting decked in the face.
Correct. It doesn't free you from any consequences of using it, but
it's some
it
cool
shows
to have.
That you are supporting a black entrepreneur.
Let's go.
There you go.
I don't know. Black people treating the N-word like it's the fucking, like, it's like someone killed their mother or some shit.
Yeah. Like, I think the N-word is the best word invented, and ironically, it was invented by a cracker.
But I know. Whatever. And then we took that shit, we made it cool.
That's what we do.
Not let everybody have that a piece of that shit.
That's what we do.
Just charge them for it.
Correct.
Like,
just charge them for
it's not that serious.
Ooh, we can treat it like, you know, when there's a swear jar, if you say a bad word, you put mm-hmm. money into it. Mm-hmm. So if a person, let's say at work or online, says the N-word, you ask them to pay up.
And they have to
that's
pay.
That's it. Don't get upset trying to cancel somebody. Yes. No, pay up. You said the N-word. So she said the N-word. We all collectively come up with an amount that she has to pay as a retribution.
So you see this shit? People disregard context and just focus on the word, right? Mm-hmm. So what if a clever white man gets an idea to, you know what? I'm going to create another word that sounds similar to it, mm-hmm. but isn't it? Are y'all going to claim that word too now?
People say it all the time.
You don't get to say it.
People say ninja.
Exactly. They say ninja, this ninja, this ninja, this is ninja, that. Or nigga.
But you know what they mean when they say, exactly. Ninja, what's wrong with you, ninja? Ain't my ninja. Like, it's like...
As a matter of fact, when a white person calls a black person motherfucker, they're calling you nigga.
No, they're not.
They say, oh.
They're calling you a fucker of mothers. They're not calling you a nigga.
Which is a nigga.
No, they're not.
Oh, wait, crackers fuck the family in breeds. Okay, you're right.
Correct. So but they're calling you fucker of mother.
Regardless, imagine a white man pulls up to you and says, you know what? I can't say the N-word, but here, well, I'm going to use this word to signify the N-word. And they say, boombala. That's the word they came up with.
What the
and
fuck?
And they say, look at this boombala over there. Are you going to start getting upset?
It doesn't have that same ring to it.
It doesn't matter. The point is, are you going to start getting upset? Right? Because it's all about intent, or is it about the word? Because it's a different word, but the intent is to offend you.
I think everybody should be allowed to say the N-word. That's just me.
No,
it's
a N-word.
I think everybody should be allowed to say N-word because N-word doesn't even mean a black slave anymore. N-word just means person.
Right.
Like, we call woman nigga, we call men nigga, we call white person nigga, we call kids nigga, we call old people nigga.
We call the pastor nigga.
We call our supervisors who are most likely white in our job.
Look at this nigga. thinking I'm about to come into work.
Correct. Look at this nigga thinking I'm not about to cash out all my PTOs before I fucking quit this bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Look at this nigga thinking I'm not about to send the food back at the fucking restaurant.
Correct.
Come on, give me
look at this nigga thinking I'm not about to cut him off in the motherfucking line.
Look at this bitch. Oh wait, nigga. Look at this nigga thinking about I'm not about to fucking smash his baby mama.
Ooh, damn. Look at this nigga thinking that I'm not about to sneak in some popcorn at the movies.
Look at this nigga. Look at this nigga.
You guys get the point. Everybody's a nigga, okay?
Niggas is stupid, yo.
That's what it is. So
it's just stupid.
It's part of the, what's it called? The lexicon?
Europe.
Now. It's the word that we use to define a person.
We need that shit.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The same way we gave y'all Michael Jackson, we gave y'all Elvis Presley, we gave y'all Prince, we gave y'all rock and roll, we gave y'all blues, jazz, hip-hop.
We're the gift that keeps on giving.
Correct.
So, boombalas, stop getting upset, okay? Stop getting upset at a fucking word.
Hold on. You know what I realized? You know what I realized? Mm. Why is it that everybody wants to say the N-word, but nobody wants to say the other words? Nobody says chink. Nobody says spick. Nobody says none of those things, but everybody wants to say nigga.
See, that was the black privilege right there, because you said all these words without even thinking about it.
Context matters.
Say the F-word.
Which? Fun?
No, nigga. Fabulous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can say it on YouTube. That's why I'm not going to say it, but...
You see this shit?
It's true.
How about this? How about we trade words with other minorities? I'll let a white gay person say the N-word if I get the F-word.
And then I'm like, okay, Asian person, I'll trade you an N-word for a C-word.
All right? And then you go to a woman and say, I'll trade you the B-word for the N-word. You go to a white woman.
We going back to the... barter system.
Yes. Like, you go to a Mexican. You know what? Yours has two words, but the N word is strong enough to carry. Can I get those two words? Mm-hmm. WB
for
please?
One N word.
Like, for one N word.
I think the N word currency is the most valuable currency. Every other word, like you know, the ones for the Asians, the ones for the
what about
Spanish people?
What about the N word that has an additional word in there, like the Indians? What they call the Indians or the Middle Easterns?
Oh, the sand N word.
The sand.
It doesn't have the same ring to it. Like, you guys are not like.
I ain't gonna lie. Just hearing that shit, just like I'm like, oof, that sounds way worse than just the N word.
Yeah, but because theirs only comes with the ER. There's no A version of it. It's sand, the bad one.
That's what I'm saying. Does it not make them? The most oppressed group then?
Hell no.
Because they have the most demeaning word?
Hell no. You want to know who the most oppressed group is? Mm. Do you want to know? Because I want to know.
Oh my God. Now, what would you trade for the N-word? Imagine you can't say the...
A box of cigarellos. Because you know me, I need my cigarettes.
Hey, yo. This is a couch of coons, man.
Hell yeah.
Don't turn this into a couch of coons.
It already is. I'm sorry, bro.
Hey, don't get our black cards revoked. Because you know how these folks online, how they want to talk about us.
They talk about a lot of what?
Hey, yo, chill for real, though.
I'm just being a redneck nigga.
Hey, chillax. Hey, okay, you're not the comedian, so you won't get away with this. I have my comedian card and my N-word
card. I'll trade you your comedian card for the N-word card.
Boombala, please. Anyway, that's all we have for y'all today, man.
Oh, my God. All right, remember, stay positive. Keep calling us niggas.
Let's go.
Bye.
It's a kink.